Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I just want to mention, you know, this is our happy hour, and it's brought to you by our great friends at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I love it there, and we're going to be live a week from tomorrow, June 21st. Now, just a programming note, I'm off tomorrow. I have to go to New York for a super secret mission, which I hope to be able to tell you about at some point, but I can't tell you about it today. Not that I hate keeping secrets. You know that, but sometimes I have to. But nevertheless, I'll be back. Michael Pelka will be in tomorrow, as I'm on double super secret probation tomorrow on my trip to New York. But you'll be in good hands with Opelka. But a week from tomorrow, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. The Admiral of the Zeoli Navy, Jimmy Failla, will be joining us as well. So join us next Friday, June 21st, at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Follow along the show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It's great to welcome to the show. Milo Morris is chairman of the Bucks County chapter of Black Conservatives. Milo, thanks for making time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Enjoying this weather.
Yeah, man. I love the weather, but I also love our chances in November. And I love our chances in November because, honestly, because of the black vote, I think it's going to be the game changer.
Well, that's one of the reasons I finally said yes to becoming a chairman for the Black Conservative Federation. I started looking at the statistics and going, wow, we really actually have a chance to move the needle in a significant way this year, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. So first of all, tell us about the Black Conservative Federation, of which you're the Bucks County chairman of. So, Mr. Chairman, tell us about it. What started it and what it's dedicated to?
So the federation was started back in 2016. Not many of us knew about it. I certainly didn't at the time. But it has since grown. We are operating in 26 states. There are basically three pillars on which the Federation is ideologically rooted. One is educational excellence, because obviously that's important for the Black community in order to help mitigate some of the disparities that we see across the board economically and educationally. Second is community engagement, and this goes beyond just election year contact. This is really about keeping conservatives and conservative candidates, conservative causes engaged in the Black community. And third is economic empowerment, and again, that does have a tie-in with the educational excellence. So those are like the three main pillars for the organization at a fundamental level.
Well, those are all incredibly important. And, school choice, which President Trump has called the civil rights issue of our time. And I know that there's so much talk about that in Pennsylvania with the Lifeline scholarships and how it would help people. And the Republican Party is the party of school choice. Look, as we know, the Democrat Party is so in bed with the teachers union. They try to do everything they possibly can to stop school choice.
Oh, absolutely. And, recently, not even recently, we've had, a number of rappers, hip hop artists and comedians getting involved with dollars, to help causes to support school choice. I mean, it really is, a form of what I would call oppression to keep, Black students stuck in failing schools. You can't tell us we can't leave. That's like saying we can't leave the plantation.
Yeah, that's such a great point. Now, how do you think President Trump is doing with Black voters?
So I've been keeping an eye on the polls best I can. A couple months ago, I was interviewed by a reporter at the Inquirer. And, at that point, we had just seen a poll come out from New York Times Siena that was basically Black voters were polling at 23% for Trump. A couple weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later, Wall Street Journal had us polling at 30% for Trump. And these are the kind of numbers that really energize me and I think, really give hope to, the old guard Republicans. It's like, well, wait a minute now. So, you look at Bucks County, right? So, back when I moved up here in 2010, we had a 15,000 plus voter registration deficit with the Democrats. Right now, that voter registration deficit is under 1,000 votes. So if we're talking about, being able to grab 30% of the Black vote here in Bucks County, which, by the way, we've got about 13,000 registered Black voters here in Bucks County. So if we can grab that 30%, we not only have we, wiped that deficit out, we have swung it red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Yep. I mean, those numbers are a game changer, Milo Morris, a game changer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because we've never really seen anything like this, in the past. We've been, basically around 8 to 12%, which was, good, considering that it's been worse for Republican candidates in the past.
Sure.
But this is really this is really a game changer, like you said.
Hey, how much of the economy plays into this, you think?
A lot. When we look at, obviously unemployment, Trump was very good for unemployment across the board, Black, women, Latino, you name it. Then COVID hit and, so now we've had to kind of refind all of those jobs, which has been happening, but again, in a more stagnant economy. Now, in looking at inflation, I talked about disparities, and when you look at the average income for a Black family versus an average income in a white family, whether it's in Philadelphia or anywhere else in the country, our dollars, we don't make as many dollars, so our grocery bills are a bigger part of those families, bigger portion of those families' income, and a much larger portion of their expenditures than it would be for the average white family. So the inflation really is hurting, and inflation always will hurt those towards the bottom of the ladder.
What does it mean to a black person when they hear Joe Biden say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black?
Well, I can tell you, when I heard that 4 years ago, I about fell up off my seat. I didn't see it live, but I was watching the video, Charlamagne Tha King, the interview that he did with Charlamagne Tha King. And it was again, during COVID. So I'm sitting at home on the sofa. I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. It tells me, number one, that in Joe Biden's mind and a lot of other people that think like him, that they have tied the color of our skin to our politics. And what that does, when you say, oh, you ain't black, well, now what you've just done is you have used my identity to take away my agency as an individual to think for myself. And that, to me, is a very, very dangerous form of racism.
Yeah, it's amazing to hear you say that. The other thing, too, and I agree with you, by the way, the other thing, too, is your national chairman of the Black Conservative Federation, Byron Donalds, who was on my show a week or two ago, trashing Jim Crow laws, by the way. What they did to him was just awful by trying to twist his words into saying that Jim Crow was good. I mean, he said nothing of the sort. But these are the games that they play. I also hear Democrats constantly call guys, you know, people like yourself, Senator Tim Scott, Byron Donalds, you know, they're Uncle Toms. When white liberals do that, it particularly infuriates me, because I think it's probably one of the most racist things you can ever say about a black person just because they happen to have a different political opinion than you.
Right. I don't care what color you are. You don't get to play identity blackmail with anybody. You know what I mean? I remember years ago, I was on a panel talk and we were talking about Jewish people who might criticize Israeli policy. You know, does it make them any less Jewish? And the answer is no. Of course it doesn't make them any less Jewish. It just makes them critical. So for somebody like Byron, to talk about that era, I will say that I probably would not have used Jim Crow to describe that time frame. But I understand what he is saying, because, you know, at my age, I do remember a time when there were more black nuclear families, when, you know, there was more civility in the black community, when there was more, I'll just go ahead and say it, class in the black community. You know, we didn't have walk around with sagging pants and tattoos up our necks and all of that other stuff. You know what I mean? There was more of a sense of wanting to, adhere to norms, because the norms were seen as good and advancing the community.
It's like when former Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter came out and said, pull your damn pants up. You remember that, when he said that?
Oh, yeah. I love that rant. That was great. You know, and he called out the parents in that rant, too. And I think that has something to do with it.
So, Milo Morris, as we look towards some of the other issues, too, how much does things like, I don't know, you know, the transgender stuff play within the black community? Because I look at people as people. I don't view people through the lens of their skin color, their identity, their ethnic background. But it seems to me what's pretty consistent, though, is that there are a lot of people in the black community, like in the white community, like in the Latino community, like in every other community, who find this to be just completely and utterly outrageous. How far down the rabbit hole Democrats have gone with our children and trying to impose these policies on our kids and keep parents out of knowing what's even going on with their kids in schools when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got tiger moms everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless of race or socioeconomics. I'll say that, you know, the more traditional black community, part of the black community that is rooted in church, you know, whether it's the Baptist church or, whatever denomination it happens to be, they're looking at this kind of thing and, you know, they're seeing it through a religious lens and having an understanding of it that it is something that's negative. They certainly do not want to be kept in the dark, just as cases we're seeing in up here in suburbia, where the white parents are outraged about, you know, being kept in the dark about some of this stuff. But I will say that because the, and this all gets to priorities, because economic priorities in lower income communities tend to outweigh these social agenda issues in terms of priority, they're a little further down the totem pole than they might be, let's say, in Percy.
Sure, sure. No, that makes sense. Yeah. It does. Now, you're having an event coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow is President Trump's birthday. It's also Flag Day. So tell us about the event.
Okay, so the event was basically born out of an experience I had when I was working at Trump's Castle as a dancer back in 1988. For that year, for Trump's birthday party, we did not do our regular show that we would normally do. We did a special show. Don King showed up with Mike Tyson. LaToya Jackson was there. Clint Holmes performed as well. And then we got invited up to the ballroom for the birthday party. And I was talking to somebody about that over Memorial Day week, and I said, you know what? His birthday's coming up. Let's do a flag wave rally on Trump's birthday for Trump's birthday. And, you know, and it coincides with Flag Day because they're on the same day. So that's kind of where I got the idea. It's, you know, from this 40-year-old experience that I had, or 36-year-old experience that I had as an employee of Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be right in the middle of Doylestown. You know, I'm hoping as many people will show up with flags as possible and in their Trump gear. And basically, it's here to say, hey, look, we're here in light of the verdict. We are still supporting our president for any number of reasons, the least of which is that there are many Republicans out there that simply don't believe that that was a valid trial to begin with. But we want to show our support is still strong for our presidential candidate.
All right. So the details that I have here, Milo, Black Conservative Federation of Bucks County, Flag Day birthday rally for President Trump, Old Doylestown Courthouse, which is corner of North Main in East Court Street in Doylestown. Bring your American flags and Trump flags Friday, June 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. So I hope somebody will have this show on in the background tomorrow since it's during the show. That'd be good. And for more info, you can email Milo. Is it okay to give your email out over the air, Milo?
Absolutely. It's all over social media, so go ahead.
MiloMorris@yahoo.com. MiloMorris@yahoo.com. And that's tomorrow in Doylestown. Last question for you. So what was it like to work for Trump? That's very cool that you got that experience.
Well, it was interesting because I was directly employed by a production company, which in turn contracted with the Trump Organization at the Castle. And, you know, it was interesting because we were subs, and technically Trump's Castle didn't owe us anything. But we got to eat for free in the employee cafeteria. After 6 months working there, you were eligible for employee benefits. We were non-union, and what was interesting was, as such, they were able to pay us more per week than many of the other shows in Atlantic City that were union shows. So it was overall an amazing experience. That, and he was married to Ivana at the time, and she used to bring people backstage and give them a little tour. Oh, these are my boys. It was wonderful.
That's cool. Very, very cool. Well, listen, I appreciate you stepping up to be chairman of the Bucks County chapter. And good luck with the event tomorrow, Milo Morris. Come back and see us again soon, okay?
Will do, Rich. You take care.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, great to have you with us for our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of CapeMay.com, where we'll be live next Friday, June 21st. So join us for that. Now, here's an interesting quote from Maggie Haberman of the New York Times. So Maggie Haberman, also CNN contributor, she was doing an interview with CNN host Caitlin Collins, and she lamented that people don't feel that former President Trump's courtroom drama is remarkable. Now, this is a great insight into the thinking of the corporate media. And we've talked about this over the years together, is that these people live in a totally different world than the rest of us. As the average person either finds this trial and the tribulations to be either boring, have no consequence on their lives, or there's the other aspect of this is happening. It was like Tucker Carlson, for example, gave an interview a short time ago with a gentleman on his new pod. You know, Tucker does his podcast, and he talked to Vince Everett Ellison. And Vince Everett Ellison basically said the following. He said, "I think Trump's got a chance to get more of the black vote because the Democrats have finally done to Donald Trump what they've been doing to black men for 200 years. What they did to Donald Trump in New York is the Rodney King tape of the Democratic Party coming after white Anglo-Saxon Protestants." There is what Joe Rogan said about Trump being gangster. So there's that whole thing. There's that aspect of this. Then there's the ivory tower, white limousine, liberal mindset, which is how does everybody not see this as the most salacious trial of the century? And you look at what John Fetter person said. If you want to do somewhere in the middle of those two, extremes, for lack of a better word, there's Fetter person going, "I don't understand it. Most people I talk to don't understand it either." By the way, Fetter person was found at fault for that car accident. My theory is they may be trying to swap out the body double, but I'm not quite sure. Anyway, here's Maggie Haberman, cut number 7.
It's a required step before a sentencing, but just the aspect that he is undergoing this is just remarkable in and of itself.
Everything about this is remarkable, and I do think that we lose sight of it, especially those of us who were in that courtroom, as you and I were. This is a former president who was trying to understand that his supporters think that this was not a case that should have been brought. They say that all the time. I think his lawyers feel this way, too. But nonetheless, he was convicted, and it took less than 2 days. And now we are hurtling toward a Republican national convention where he is going to be nominated for a third time as the party's nominee. And he will have just been sentenced a few days earlier on July 11th. And so I don't think we can overstate how remarkable this is. I think where it stops feeling remarkable is that voters don't seem particularly interested in it.
Mm. Yeah, people aren't interested in it because it doesn't matter to them and their lives. And that's the bottom line here. That's just the bottom line. Now, they're still playing the fear mongering game about what Trump will do in his next term. So I want to let you hear from some of the lunatics who are out there with their fear mongering. Let's start with little Brian Stelter. He's back. He had his prom this week maybe it was junior high school graduation. I'm not quite sure, but he still has not fully hit puberty. So he still has the prepubescent voice. But we're back to, again, the idea that journalists internment camps are coming back. And I say good, because the last time I was at the White House and they were all there, the journalists in prison, I still remember to this day passing by Jim Acosta as he was sitting in his jail cell writing his book about how horrible Trump's America is and how much freedom he's lost. So here's little Brian Stelter fretting to CNN Newsnight host Abby Phillips about how he expects the media to be punished. And he was also reacting to comments made by Rachel Maddow about a second Trump term, namely that Trump plans to build camps for his critics and political enemies. This is good because I've been joking about journalists in internment camps literally forever. So if the journalists in internment camps finally come true, score one for me. Another time I've been right and not wrong about my political predictions. So let's go, journalists in internment camps. Am I right? Cut 11.
It's valuable to think ahead to what may happen in a second Trump term. This is frankly speculative nonfiction because we use the words that Trump and his allies have said and we use them to talk about the future. Jail, of course, is the extreme part of the spectrum. Imprisonment is an extreme part. But think about IRS audits. Think about government pressure on media companies. Think about other forms of government interference. There are a lot of pressure points. And frankly, Rachel Maddow is not the only member of the media thinking about this. I've talked to the heads of news organizations, CEOs of media companies that are thinking through, not in dramatic fashion, not because they're afraid of going to jail, but because they want to know what could Trump do to use his power in a second term to punish the media.
And it's also now a real question whether the voters actually take that information and believe it.
It's valuable to think ahead.
Well, it's also interesting to think about, since he didn't do any of those things in his first term. Like, literally none of those things. The IRS targeted people for political reasons. That was under Barack Obama with Lois Lerner. This administration is currently targeting journalists like Matt Taibbi by sending the IRS to knock on their door the day they're supposed to testify before the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government. So since Trump has done none of those things, it is very interesting to speculate what would happen if he did those things, since he never did any of those things. But it's not just Brian Stelter, little Brian Stelter, with his prepubescent high crackly voice. It's also people like AOC, who's very worried that Donald Trump would throw her in jail if he wins the presidency. Now, just for the record, anyone who's ever had watched a video of AOC in jail, those are deep fakes. That's not really AOC in jail. Just... So stop sending me links to those things, okay? It's not really her. Cut 12.
What happens to you if Donald Trump wins? What do you do? What's your first move?
I mean, it sounds nuts, but, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy threw me in jail.
Threw you in jail.
Really?
Yeah.
He's out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did his whole first campaign around lock her up. Like, this is his motto.
Oh, he didn't say that, you know. He said he didn't say that.
Yeah, right?
See that, yeah.
I take him at his word. I take him at his word. I take him at his word when he says that he's going to round up people. I take him at his word when he threatens journalists. I take him at his word. I feel like what we saw in his first presidency was an amuse-bouche to what his intentions are. He has learned from his mistakes of appointing professionals, and he will not make that mistake next time.
Wow. And amuse-bouche, which brings me to Dr. Hannibal Lecter. It's apparently Trump praised him today. What? You find it to be a good segue?
That's a very good segue. I'm impressed.
Here's the media melting down today over Donald Trump apparently praising Hannibal Lecter.
And Lauren, and I will note from our Melanie Zanona, who is in the room and sending some of these tidbits out, apparently the former president made reference to Hannibal Lecter and said, nice guy, quote, he even had a friend over for dinner. So we've seen Trump out on the campaign trail praising Hannibal Lecter. Apparently he did it again this morning. Not sure we fully understand the context of that, but thanks to both of you. Appreciate it. Coming up, and Lauren, and I will...
He didn't praise Hannibal Lecter, but he should have praised Hannibal Lecter. He was talking about all the Hannibals coming across our border, meaning that like literally cannibals coming over the southern border. But I do praise Hannibal Lecter because of his fine culinary tastes. He pairs wine perfectly with the right food. Liver and a nice Chianti. George Sweeney says Connery was the original Bond and Dr. No. Yes, I stand corrected. I said he wasn't the original. He was the original. I was thinking in my mind of parody movie Casino Royale that they did, but that was afterward. So, and the best, no doubt, the original and the best, the OG himself, Sean Connery.
I like
yes,
Daniel,
Matt DeSantis.
I was going to say, I like Daniel Craig a lot, too.
Yeah, I think he's the second best Bond.
You like him over Pierce Brosnan?
100%, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan doesn't get a fair shake. He's a great James Bond. His movies are just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point. I mean, look, all the actors have been pretty good, I think. They in their own ways, they've all had their own unique things, but I mean, you can't beat Connery. I mean, he's the OG.
Didn't Connery played him the most, right?
I think it was Roger Moore.
Roger Moore played him more times. No pun intended.
But well done.
totally intentional there.
And then he said he never played James Bond again. And which he did in a movie called Never Say Never Again.
That one stinks.
Yeah. Well, that one was, I don't know if that's canon or not, as they say. I'm not quite sure. I'm not an expert in James Bond, so don't quote me on this, but, you know.
I think it was like a remake of Thunderball, if I remember correctly.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It came out like 20 years later or something.
Some people don't like David Niven because they thought it was much more of a spoofy kind of thing. They also said the same thing about Roger Moore's James Bond towards the end got very goofy with like Moonraker, you know what I mean? And it got goofy at the end. So Timothy Dalton wasn't bad as Bond. He was pretty good. He only did two movies, Living Daylights and License to Kill. Brosnan was just so handsome. But the movies were terrible.
Yeah, the only good Pierce Brosnan Bond film is GoldenEye. The other, like, two or three, I don't know. They're just not good films.
The real conversation we should be having is who's the best Bond girl?
That is a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot of hotties to choose from.
Pussy galore.
Yeah, that's solid.
So,
Halle Berry was great in Die Another Day.
Yeah, she was good. I'll tell you what, though. Then the last Daniel Craig movie was just okay.
What?
You know?
Oh, I loved the most recent one.
Did you really?
Yeah, I think
No Time to Die?
I thought it was very good. And the great twist ending.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't know. It's like it kind of wokey, a little wokey. I don't think it stands for the test of time. When was the last time you watched it?
I mean, I've only seen it once, but
if you go back and you rewatch Casino Royale with Daniel Craig, you're like, this movie is awesome. If you go back and rewatch No Time to Die, you're like,
I don't know,
it's a little wokey.
I mean, I'll concede Casino Royale is the better film, no doubt, but
no
I think
question.
No
about
Time
it.
To Die is pretty strong, and the new James Bond. I don't know how I feel about him.
Who is the new James Bond?
I don't remember his name off the top of my
head. They've named the new James Bond?
The hot rumor is that they have offered him the part and he just has to accept, basically.
Oh, so it's not confirmed yet?
I think it's pretty much confirmed. Pretty much everybody has confirmed that he's going to be the new guy. I'm trying to find his name.
Oh, George Lazenby. People liked his portrayal of Bond, too. But I think he only did one. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Her Majesty's Secret Service. That's right.
Sean Connery came back.
Yeah, Sean Connery came back.
Aaron.
He said, get out of the chair.
Aaron Taylor Johnson is supposed to be the new James Bond.
I don't know who that is.
He was in. Did you see that new movie with Ryan Gosling, Fall Guy?
Nope.
Oh, he's in that. He's also in Kick Ass.
Yeah, he doesn't. I see. Yeah, okay. You see, Sean Connery came back to take over Bond, just like I came back to Afternoons to take over Afternoons, because I didn't like the guy who was there in 2017, I mean. I didn't like that guy. The guy was low energy.
You are the Sean Connery of Afternoon Radio.
I really am. I truly am. I've come back to overtake my own ratings, and now I'm beating myself with my own ratings.
And you have better hair than he has, because wasn't he notoriously bald by like the age of 30?
Yeah, it was. But hey, he's still Sean Connery, you know what I mean? All right, so cannibals, yes, cannibals. But Fawny's fanny, Nathan Wade, abruptly halts an interview after an affair question on CNN. I've got the audio of that for you, which I'll share with you upon my return. Plus, the economy, stupid. It's still the economy, stupid. So some data to think about, which I'll share with you as well before the show wraps up today. I do want to tell you, though, you know, when it comes to being a dad, I love being a dad very, very much. It's my favorite thing in life. I'm so blessed with three beautiful kids, and I'm fired up for Sunday for Father's Day. I'm fired up to throw some steaks on the grill with Omaha Steaks, because Omaha Steaks makes it easy to make Dad's Day a big day. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, "Oh my gosh, I didn't get my husband, my father, don't worry, Omaha Steaks has you covered. Here's what you do: go to OmahaSteaks.com, put in my name Zioli at checkout. Now you're going to get gift packages for Dad starting at just $89, carefully curated by the experts at Omaha Steaks, and they'll send a free email notification for you so that Dad knows it's on the way if he can't get there in time for Sunday. So he'll know a great gift is on the way, and you'll be happy because he's going to get something he absolutely loves. Omaha Steaks are the best. They make it so easy because everybody loves great food. Their steaks are aged, perfectly aged for 28 days. The burgers are these beautiful, delicious, restaurant-grade burgers, like the beef tenderloin burgers, the absolute best. Just go to OmahaSteaks.com right now. Put in my name, Zioli, at checkout. Get those carefully curated packages for Dad starting at just $89. And if it can't be there by Sunday, they'll send a free email notification so Dad knows what he's getting for Father's Day. Remember, dads don't return great steaks. They do return ties, though, and golf shirts. So be Dad's hero. He deserves it. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Zioli.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off.
That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Despite federal prosecutors, investigative journalists, and forensic analysts all confirming the laptop is real, the New York Times remains desperate to tear it down. The latest broadside is an article published today, or yesterday, excuse me. Hunter Biden's laptop, comma, revealed by the New York Post, comma, comes back to haunt him. All right. What's wrong with that? Nothing. You get to the subhead, which echoes language in Katie Robertson's dispatch, quote, many claims about the laptop's contents have not been proved, but it played a role in the prosecution of Mr. Biden over a firearm purchase. Many claims? New York Post editorializes this and asks a question. Name one bit of the laptop that has been proven wrong. Name one. The article mentions the New York Post story from the laptop in October 14, 2020, which shows Hunter working to arrange a meeting between a Ukrainian energy official and his father. Vadim Pozharsky was an advisor to the board of Ukrainian gas company Burisma, which was paying Hunter Biden $83,000 a month. In May of 2014, while Joe Biden was vice president, he emailed Hunter asking for advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. Then in April of 2015, Pozharsky writes another email saying, dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and a pleasure. When I tell you we're being gaslit into believing that the laptop is just about the gun and the disgusting nudie pics of Hunter Biden, we're being gaslit to believe those things. That's because the New York Post was reporting about the business dealings of Joe Biden. That's why everybody jumped into high gear to say, was Russian disinformation. The messages contradict Joe Biden's frequent insistence that he never spoke to his son about his business dealings. They show the son of the sitting vice president of the United States being paid by foreign clients for his supposed influence. So what does never proven mean? Only that Joe Biden claims he didn't do anything wrong. But a denial is not the truth. Here's the other thing, too, that I want to mention regarding all of this. And that is that when Joe Biden comes out and says he's not going to pardon his son like he did today, I don't believe him. He's got to say that. If there's any shenanigans, they're going to wait till August to do it. Remember, I want to say this. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. Write this down. Joe Biden is not the Democrat nominee for president. There is no Democrat nominee for president. Just remember that. The Democrats have not nominated anyone yet. They won't until August 20th, thereabouts, that week. So, as the New York Post points out, you know, you can believe it was perfectly fine for Joe Biden to let his son run around the world signing contracts with the Chinese, with Kazakhstan, Ukrainian energy clients. You can claim, as business partner Devin Archer said, that Hunter was merely selling the illusion of access. But that's a political argument. It's never actually been proven. After years of breathlessly reporting innuendo and the activities of minor charlatans as great Russian conspiracy, for which it shockingly won a Pulitzer Prize, the New York Times has moved the goalposts again. This is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. It's not enough if, as multiple sources now confirm, Joe Biden dropped by a dinner where Hunter was entertaining clients. It's not enough for Hunter to threaten a Chinese official saying, I'm sitting here with my father and he'll be disappointed if I don't get paid. The appearance of impropriety is not enough for the New York Times. I guess for them, it's only if Joe Biden is photographed holding a sack of cash. But even then, the New York Times would probably frame it as something like Republicans pounce. This is a scandal of ethics, and that's the way it will be judged. Joe Biden doesn't need to be charged with a crime or even impeached for voters to see what's on the laptop and believe he acted inappropriately. The New York Times denialism is such that when it mentions that the Post coverage was gagged by social media, it writes the following, quote, conservatives said those reactions were evidence of liberal censorship. Just conservatives? How is it not censorship that Twitter locked out the New York Post account? We're curious why the article was published at all. Did it start as a mea culpa and just got lost along the way? More likely it meant to reassure its liberal readers. Yes, the laptop was used to convict Hunter Biden. But New York Times wants to make sure that they're going to do everything they possibly can to make sure it doesn't become a bigger deal. That's because it is a really, really big deal. Not because of what Weed Slut 420 said, not because of the nudie pics, not because of all the other things, but because of this stuff. This is the stuff. This is the stuff. And this is the stuff that's going to come out in the trial in September. Unless it doesn't come out in the trial in September, because there's no trial in September. So the only way you can make something like this go away is if the trial goes away. And they were going to do that last summer, don't forget. But they didn't do that. And now that's coming back to bite them in a big, big way. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Have you gotten your tickets yet to see Jack Carr? It's coming up June 25th. All right, June 25th. So please don't wait. Get your tickets today by going to 1210WPHC.com. You're going to get a signed copy. He will personally sign it for you that night. June 25th, 7 p.m., this is Locke Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Please go to 1210WPHC.com and get your ticket. Jack is the man. And speaking of 007, which has kind of been a theme today, this is his seventh book in the series. So a lot of shout-outs to, or I should say homages to Ian Fleming, 007, and Sean Connery, not only as the OG 007, but also as for The Hunt for Red October 2, which is a book that very much influenced Jack Carr's writing. So please join us for that. That's coming up on June 25th, all right? And we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of KMA, New Jersey, coming up on June 21st. Now, I want to ask you a favor, please, from the bottom of my heart, please don't forgo summer vacation. I know a lot of people right now are thinking, I got to cut back, I got to save some money. But summer vacation, the one thing you can't get back in life is time. You can always make more money, but you can never make more time. And some of my best memories as a kid were going to the Jersey Shore. My dad was a cop, so, you know, we would rent these little modest bungalows for the week, and we had a great time. Those memories are the greatest. Well, shore houses have gotten a lot more expensive since then. But you can still have an amazing summer vacation by booking at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Because they're going to give you resort credits to spend while you're there. And the more you stay, the more you save. The more you get back in resort credits. And here's the best part, too. Unlike a shore house, if the weather's bad, you're not stuck inside all day. The Grand has a gigantic outdoor heated pool and a gigantic indoor heated pool, plus a game room for the kids. Plus, there's a restaurant right on site. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Hemingway's Restaurant. And you can use the resort credits you get to take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Hemingway's Restaurant. Cocktails by the pool bar, beach concession stand, and so much more. They make it so easy and affordable to have an unforgettable summer vacation. You get the amenities of a full-service resort with the conveniences of a shore house, because the room suites and townhomes of the Grand Hotel have kitchenettes, refrigerators, so you can pack the kids' sandwiches, keep your drinks cold, save some money that way, but you don't have to worry about doing the sheets and the towels. And you get the resort credits, so you can have nice dinners and do all the other things you want to do. Just book direct with them for the best rates and to get the resort credits by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. The June and July midweek specials end July 18th. And they will sell out. They always do. So make your reservation today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Great to have you with us today. Black pastors are calling on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro to enact lifeline scholarships. They held a press conference at the Capitol this week, calling on the governor to courageously lead us beyond the toxic bipartisan politics and preferences that undermine a quality education for every child in Pennsylvania. Led by the Black Pastors United for Education, a network of non-sectarian bipartisan pastors and congregations, the group's founder, Reverend Joshua C. Robertson, presented an open letter to the governor, signed by 66 pastors across the Commonwealth. The rotunda was filled with pastors, parents, and students for the press conference, where Reverend Robertson passionately called on lawmakers to put politics aside and focus on children and their education. Lawmakers should not be beholden to unions, school districts, special interest groups, lobbyists, and beyond. Good for them for doing so. And why don't we see if the feckless governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, will actually be a man of his word? And then stop being feckless and do what you said you'd do and back Lifeline scholarships. And don't be what every Democrat does and talk tough in the campaign and then become a show for the teachers union. It'd be nice. Covenant Journal revealed the shooter said being female was an effing curse, that she'd killed if had puberty blockers. Pages hidden from the, remember the Nashville shooter, the Covenant Presbyterian Church, the Covenant School? The journal here, which was covered up, and you can understand why they covered it up so much. And I'll do some earmarks here. What am I trying to say here?
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Thank you. I was going to say earmarks, but those are congressional spending items. Jeez. I need a life. The Covenant school shooter obsessed in her private journal over her desire to be a man, fantasizing about having an imaginary penis, like Matt DeSantis does every night, and lamenting what? That so-called gender-affirming treatments weren't available to her. Oh, you have a real one. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm losing my mind. I don't know what's happening right now. The shooter's handwritten journals recovered by authorities at the scene of her deadly attack have been hidden from the public for more than a year now. Yeah, Matt DeSantis, I'm curious. Why do you think they're hiding that? That's interesting.
It's very curious.
Very curious. The first entry that appears is fashioned as a letter to someone named Paige. It is unclear exactly who this is, though Paige is also the name of a woman the shooter played basketball with as a child, who detailed to ABC News how the shooter had long been infatuated with her. Paige told authorities after the shooter messaged her on the morning before her attack. The journal entry reveals her disdain for Christianity, and specifically her parents' alleged attempts to maintain religion in her life. Quote, "It's total ignorance when parents step in and try to change their child's environment, make them go to youth group, and force Christian friends in their life because the old ones were a bad influence. I can't effing stand that S. Parents actually believe religion can change nature," the shooter wrote. "That could explain why I don't practice religion anymore. Let kids think for themselves. Listening to parents does no damn good but to mold their premature minds into pre-formatted program." So this shooter's a whack job, obviously. Dead now, thank God. But there was a serious fixation and a serious case of gender dysphoria. She fantasized about what it'd be like to have a penis. "I want to know what it's like, but I never will because I was so damned to be born this way. I swear to F, I hate it so effing much. It's an effing curse." A lot of anger at living through the torture of being raised as a girl, as well as her mother and people in this world for not accepting that she could change genders. She complains that for much of her life, she actually believed she had to deal with it until she learned that changing genders was possible. That didn't last long after high school ended and no longer had to fear of being called a pejorative for a lesbian or a gay person, she writes. "It was only until my early 20s I finally found the answer, that changing one's gender is possible, and who really was I? I was finally able to show that." After nearly a year of total lockdown on materials related to the shooter, a flood of documents has come out in recent weeks. The leaked images further undermine official claims that there was no focus in her so-called manifesto about specific political, religious, or social issues. She says things like, "Children who were able to successfully take puberty blockers and never enter a tortured puberty, those little Fs, pejorative for gay people, don't know how good they effing have it. I'd kill to have parents who would let their child be happy no matter how different it is to their viewpoints or don't agree or scared of. They are willing to listen to their children, not the other way around. I'd kill to have those resources." She blamed her parents, blamed Christianity. F parents like them who think of themselves first and their preference of conservative religion. And she writes more about her imaginary penis. And she said in the journal that puberty was a life sentence for her. There's a lot more to this, but I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. I got a fourth and final hour for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.